2-Minute Christianity, 50 Big Ideas Every Christian Should Understand. Chapter 17, Euthyphro Dilemma. Is something good because God says so? Or does God say so because it's good? The first option makes morals arbitrary. They're just whatever God says, and he could have made them something else. They're not based on anything, including external facts. If God couldn't have made them anything else, then they're constrained, and that's the second option. But this is no better. Morals are external, and this reduces God's role in morality to a messenger. God is bound by an external morality, arbitrary morality, or morality external to God. Which is it? This is called the Euthyphro Dilemma, and it comes from Plato's dialogue of the same name. Here's an analogy. If I'm a clerk in a store and need the price of something, I look it up. I consult an external, superior source. But if I'm the owner, I could make the price whatever I want. So which one is God? Is he the owner, where morals are arbitrary and changeable, or the clerk, where morals are external and fixed? For the Christian, it's heads I lose, tails you win. Either option is unpalatable. Morality is either arbitrary, or there's an external morality that constrains God. Christians may respond that this isn't a true dilemma because other options are possible. They say instead that God is good because that's his nature, but this doesn't avoid the problem. This simply changes the dilemma to, is something good because God's nature says so, or does God's nature say so because it's good? Is God's nature changeable, and morality could be something else, or not? If not, what does God's nature conform to? And we're back to the original problem of arbitrary versus external. Euthyphro's challenge to the atheist might be, is something good because our genetic programming says so, or does our genetic programming say so because it's good? But there's no dilemma here. Our genetic programming, our conscience, tells us what is good and bad, and it tells us that, because that's been useful for survival. Let's recast the original problem into an unambiguous dichotomy. Let, A, be the statement, morality is defined by God, or, God's nature, if you prefer. The two possibilities are now, A and not A. No other option is possible. Consider the consequences. 1. Option A is true, so morality is defined by God, or God's nature. Morality can be anything God says it is, since it's not bound by or evaluated against anything external, and morality becomes changeable. Murder would be a good thing, for example, if only God had said that. And why couldn't he? He's not bound by anything. Or, 2. Option not A is true, so morality is not within the control of God or God's nature, and murder is wrong no matter who says otherwise. This makes morality external to God. God might report morality to us, through the Bible or our consciences say, but morality's source is something besides God. Does God have such a fixed, external source of morality that he consults? Then Christians are caught on one horn of the dilemma. Or does the buck have to stop somewhere? And God does it. Then Christians are caught on the other horn. Neither makes God look good. What do you think? Add a comment, and don't forget to like and subscribe. To read the text of this chapter with references, go to 2MinuteChristianity.com and search for this chapter. Or buy the book and get all 50 chapters at once. Thanks for your interest.